I've set the team a challenge of booking a guest a day for the next, well, this week and next week while Moyles is away. So, Laura, please wheel in today's guests, who are mystery. Yeah?
Sorry.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. God, it's them again.
Again.
Hi there.
The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' boobies and the ladies' bums.
Thank you, Danny. It's McFly.
Woo!
Yeah, hi.
How you doing?
God, I see you more than my family. You all right?
Yes, very well.
I got that wrong, didn't I?
What?
Was that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much.
Something
yeah.
Like that. Yeah. It's not that hard, is it, really?
Get bras, knickers and boobs in there. It doesn't matter what order.
Yeah. Right, now, no pressure, right? But you're going to have to be better than yesterday's guest, which was a man with a Hoover. Oh. And he does this amazing trick where he gets, like, Henry the Hoover, you know, with, like, a smiley face on, yeah. And pulls it along with no hands. If you know what I'm saying.
That's amazing.
Would you like to hear it? It's particularly good.
No, I don't want to touch it. I don't want to touch it.
What? There's a vet fielding in the background.
You do? Right, go on then.
There we are.
Right, suction's very good there. Suction's.
Oh my goodness.
There we go. About to put it along.
Oh my word.
So that was yesterday's guest. Top quality entertainment, I think you'll find.
Have you got a Hoover?
Yeah, and which one of you's going to do it?
Paper, scissors, stone.
Well, there is actually a Henry Hoover outside, but I didn't
Let's
think...
Let's do it!
No,
do it.
No, don't do that.
I'm up for it.
I couldn't look Henry Hoover in the eye this morning.
Harry and Danny are like, yeah, let's do it. I think it's career ending.
Does he not need a clean, quickly?
His wasn't particularly
he
clean.
He has his own
Hoover.
Personal one.
Just get a flash wipe or something.
Now... If Yvette Fielding was our other guest yesterday, and obviously you've been on that ghost hunting show, haven't you?
Yeah.
Which I also have done. How did you find it?
I hated it.
I was really scared.
It was horrible.
Right, we'll talk about more about that in a minute. Here's what she said about you yesterday.
23rd of October, 9 o'clock on Tuesday, ITV2, McFly. And we can sit, because I know you love those guys. They're so lovely. And they end up crying.
That's because of you.
Well, nearly crying.
That's because of you.
I know. They actually call me a witch.
Do they?
I don't know why.
She is a bit
Did
of a
you
witch.
Hear her cackle then?
Yeah.
She's like, full of lies.
Like
That's
a witch.
We did not. We did not cry. Right? No, I think we might have nearly done. No,
I was close to it, but I didn't.
When Dougie says he hated it, we really actually enjoyed it. It just meant that
I didn't enjoy it one bit.
Put it
this way, Dougie ran into a wall. He was that scared and burst his lip open.
Really?
Yeah, it was horrible.
It was. You guys apparently, when you were telling me you weren't that scared, but you're pretty hard.
Yeah, man.
We were.
That's us.
Like,
did you stay in a hut in the forest for 25 minutes on your own?
Yeah, but that wasn't when he did ghost hunting. That was a whole different story.
I was in a tent on my own, literally in the middle of the forest. It was raining, and I was on my own. I had a camera. It was like Blair Witch.
Yeah.
I was just talking to the camera. I'm going to look.
I'm an absolute idiot. I'm rocking battles and bows. Me. Like, what am I doing?
She locked me in a dungeon for half an hour.
That's right, I had a dungeon as well.
But the only thing that was there were like bats, which were really freaking me out. Because bats aren't nice,
Horrible.
Are they?
No.
However.
Good fun.
Have you seen the show yet?
No, it's going to be really funny.
Right, so I haven't seen our one. Because I went with Comedy Dave and Rachel and Aled. And I'm dreading watching it because would you like to hear me in the dungeon?
Love okay.
To. Sounding like Alan Partridge.
Hello. If there's anybody here, please make a noise, make a sound.
That's the bats, man.
Exactly like Alan Partridge. That is amazing.
We didn't even have the guts to ask Al. We were just, I was like, I don't want to hear anything.
you know, thought it'd feel like a complete weirdo. Is there anybody there?
It is weird. It's all very strange. Thankfully, Laura's given us some stuff to talk about today because, to be honest, we've met so many times, there's nothing much really more to say, is there? So thanks for that, Laura. Thanks for getting some stuff together today. How many times have you been on this show now?
We basically present it, really.
You might as well. Yeah. In fact, you can have this award if you want.
Nicely turned around by to you there.
I feel that it's kind of partly yours, really. Right, we're going to play The Heart Never Lies by McFly, and then we're going to... Oh, actually, we need to tell you about Spice Girls as well, right? We had them on earlier, Mel C was on. They're going to do some new dates and a new single. And the new single is called Headlines, but we thought she said head lice, which would be good.
And it's a problem in this day and age.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It needs to be addressed. Yes. There's not enough song about head lice and the problems that it causes.
Yeah.
So we thought they might be doing it for some kind of head lice charity. There is a gap in the market, isn't there?
So, which we've spotted.
And Danny, you have got your guitar there. I'm thinking you could get, because it's not out until November, you could get in there before the Spice Girls and do a song about head lice.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Getting in before the Spice Girls with their Make Headlines History campaign.
There's like a songwriting masterclass going on in front of
you. Yeah, can you hear
brilliant.
It? You do this bit and then I'll do that bit. Right, so getting in there before the Spice Girls, here are McFly with their new song about head lice.
Just written it, yeah?
Yeah.
Head lice, they're not very nice. Every kid in primary school has got 'em. If you're really unlucky, you'll get 'em on your bottom. Just ask Katie Price, she's had it twice. Come on, everybody, lie, 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 lie. Head lice, head lice. Lie, 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 lie. Head lice.
Amazing. We are. Part of the Make Head Lice History campaign, that was McFly on Radio 1.
Will you perform at Lice Aid for us?
Lice Aid.
Rubbish.
We've got them all.
You've got all the jokes, Chopper. Right, it's 5 to 9. Today, Laura's feeling absolute pants because we went to the Loaded Laughter Awards and surprisingly for Laura, she drank some wine. And I know before...
And she shrunk?
Pukey, pukey, pukey.
Sorry.
Dougie,
really that tall?
Dougie was trying to make you sick before, so now it's our new game on Radio 1. Try and make Laura chunder. So, okay, do whatever you can, because she is about...
Pukey, 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 pukey.
Maybe some food stuff.
Egg.
Dog egg. Dog egg.
A dry fried egg.
She's on the edge.
Last night's curry's always
good. Yeah. Oh.
Does that make you...
No! That's the actual bottom revealed on Radio 1 there. Still nothing, no?
No.
Mate.
I'm getting waves.
Armpit. Get away. Oh, no. Oh, she's going.
Don't look, because I will.
Go on.
Go on.
No.
Go on.
What are you going to do with your armpit?
Oh, nice. Go and have a seat, Laura. Oh, seriously, have you been sick in your own mouth?
No.
That's real nice. She's a lady.
She is horrible, isn't she?
Seriously. Right, I've got a thing here of you doing Umbrella by Rihanna. What's all that about, then?
Ah.
Yeah, I got it. Can I play it?
Yeah.
Is that allowed?
Hey, wait, is that the B-side? The recorded version, yeah?
Yeah.
Play it.
Is it?
As long as you play the chorus.
I produced this.
You produced it? Did you? Look, he's looking at his face like that.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
That's my first pro... Well,
that was me.
I've written a song about head lice and produced it.
Okay, so here's McFly doing Umbrella. Here's McFly doing Umbrella. Right, now that's the version that we got. Did you lose interest at the end? It just stopped. What's that about?
Really?
Yeah. I was waiting for a big end.
It's got a big ending.
Oh, is it?
That was kind of like a little exclusive.
Wow. Okay.
It's a secret ending.
Makes you makes you realise how amazing that song is, though. Simon in Norwich says it's better than the original.
Well done, Simon.
And Tim in Bristol says the song is really good, production is crap. Also, Yvette Fielding's just texted my phone.
Shut up.
Saying, she has, saying, give my love to McFly, don't call me a witch. So she is actually listening at the moment, which is nice. So
hi, Yvette.
Hi, Yvette.
Now that we have the funniest radio show in the UK, because Chris Moores was on holiday, have you got any jokes that you could actually say on the radio? Because we do this thing just after 9:30, we would try and make Joe Wiley laugh, which is quite hard. But they have to be, like, clean jokes, or something just that would make her laugh that I can play to her just after 9:30, because it's quite hard.
Mm. Oh, you did this last time you were on Radio 1.
Did I?
Yeah. Try it again.
No, it's not... Go on.
You've got other ones, Danny.
Go on, Danny.
You've got loads of jokes.
I don't. I can't remember any.
Okay, try it again. Try it again.
Go on, just once more.
What do you call a Mexican who can't find his car?
Don't know.
Carlos.
Ring any bells?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've heard that before.
What do Mexicans have under the carpet? Underlay, underlay.
Can you only do Mexican jokes?
He's got a whole repertoire of Mexican jokes. Oh, well, I'll try them on Joe later.
Yeah.
What are you up to at the moment, generally, then, apart from being here now?
We're on tour at the minute.
Right.
It's going really well.
Yeah. You're always on tour.
I know,
You work hard. Don't you work hard? Now, would you be able to, because we're getting to all our guests that come in this week and next week, we would like a proper version of Ladies' Bras, if that's all right, to make it into some kind of montage.
Right.
I'm sorry to keep hassling you.
What, you want me to play it again?
If you could, yeah.
Could you play it quickly first, and I'll do
it. Well, try and... Hang on, we'll find it.
Oh, now you've asked him.
You've caused a problem.
Oh,
now.
Dear.
Look at this now. The one that doesn't speak, furiously trying to look up the word bras. On his computer.
He has people to find things for him.
You kind of got it already.
Yeah.
But you just... I know you're a perfectionist.
You
want to get it right, yeah? Okay, we're finding it now. This is Radio 1. It's 9 o'clock. Joe Wiley's coming up at 10 this morning.
Edith at 1.
She's got Kate Nash in the live lounge. And Edith at 1.
Yeah. Coxie at 4.
And Coxie at 4. And she's got, because it's Friday, she's got Wonder Years and Floor Fillers from 6 o'clock. And then Pete Tong.
At 7.
It's not looking good, this, is it?
Not really.
Pete Tong at 7. Yeah. And he'll be starting the weekend officially.
Okay. Then at 9, Scott?
Right, we found it.
Oh, have we?
Right. Right, here it is. It's only 30 seconds. Number 25 in the... Number 27 in the charts.
The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' boobs, the ladies' bodies and the ladies' bums. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras.
It's the shortest ever song in the charts.
And the beauty of it is, lads, you don't need a drummer.
right, yeah.
Yeah, no drummer needed.
Is that actually in the charts?
It is, yeah, that's my fault as well.
Right, sorry. Well done.
Yeah, thanks. number 27, actually.
Well done.
Set to go up this week, I think you'll find. Right, so after the success of their new headline single, here are McFly with the Ladies' Bras on Radio 1.
Okay.
The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras, the ladies' boobs, the ladies' bums, the ladies' bras and the bums and the knickers and the bums and bras, ladies' bras, ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers. Well, no, stop. And the ladies' bras. Ladies' bras.
Yeah, stop.
Ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras.
Yeah! Yay. That's longer than the original, I think. Listen, guys,
seconds.
Thank you for being good guests today. We need to rate the guests now. I think one that doesn't speak booked you today. So, Chappers, how do you think it went?
But there's £1,000 resting on this, you see.
Better than the dwarf with the Hoover.
Very good.
That's hard to beat.
Get the Hoover out.
Very good,
get
but I booked the dwarf with the Hoover, so I'm...
They're quite prepared to get the Hoover out.
We're competitive. Get it out.
Go on, get the Hoover.
Dougie.
Trousers off.
You've not done eight today. Go on.
Trousers off, mate.
I put them just below.
Well, yeah, but they haven't done the Hoover trick yet. They haven't done the Hoover trick yet. Seriously, this could be the best guess.
If they do the Hoover trick.
Yeah. I'm a bit scared now.
Dougie, go on.
Not as scared as Dougie.
Get Henry out.
Where is he?
Laura has actually gone to fetch the Hoover now. Keep listening to Radio 1. We've got Armin van Helden coming soon.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
And now, in an attempt to be the best guest of this 2 weeks that we're doing this show, Dougie from McFly does the Hoover trick.
No!
Classic.
Do you need a doctor?
Let's have a look. Come on, I'm a doctor.
Oh, dude, that killed.
That was McFly, Friday's guest on Radio 1. Thanks, everyone. Sorry, thanks. Dougie.
Are we the best guests now?
Yeah, you're the best.
Captain Dan's still just ahead.